This is Amelia Rose, and welcome to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that you can always find us on the major social media platforms, and after each episode, you can visit our Facebook page and leave us a comment. Now, let's get started. The story today is entitled The Good of the Whole. It is said that an old man who was very sick was lying on his deathbed. He had four sons who were always fighting with each other, and he wanted to make sure he could leave with them a lesson. He worried so much about them and thought of a way he could change things before he passed. One day he called all four of them and he handed them a bundle of sticks, saying or asking each one, "Can you break these sticks?" The oldest one took the sticks and tried to break the bundle, but nothing happened. He tried harder and harder still, nothing happened, and so he gave up. He turned to the second son, who thought, oh, this was going to be the easiest thing for him to do. He tried, and still nothing happened, although he thought it was going to be very easy. He then turned to the third son and jeered as if, well, let's see if you can do it. The third son tried to break the bundle of sticks, but nothing happened for him either. Meantime, the youngest was jeering all the other brothers and thought they were very incompetent. He thought he was more clever than all of them and took one stick at a time and easily broke them all. Now that is truly clever. But the father smiled at his son and said, "Children, do you understand what just happened here? It is always easy to break the sticks one by one. But when they are bundled together, none of you could break them. What can you see here?" Now, this says, you four brothers should always be together. Look out for each other. No one will be able to hurt you when you do this. Suddenly dawned on the four what their father is trying to say, and they ask each other for forgiveness and promise to forget all their enmities and learn that unity, not sameness, is strength. Now, from that day onward, they never fought with each other and live together in peace and harmony. Many will listen to this story and think, ah, that was back then and whatever. Today, we live in a world where leaders thrive on dividing people by country of origin, color of their skin, age, gender, party affiliation, and you name it. Needless to say that those who have bought into this kind of division fail even to see that they are breaking or destroying the very fabric of their own families. But most of all, they are destroying the fabric of the very country most claim they love so much. So, I hope as you listen today, we will all come to our senses sooner rather than later and realize that there are no winners in the game of division, because humanity is one, and when one hurts one member of the human family, we are eventually hurting the whole body of humanity. And so you have heard it always said that united we stand, divided we fall. The sooner America learn this lesson, the better America will be. Thank you for listening. And do tell us how we're doing from time to time on the Facebook page, In Search of Meaning with Amelia Rose. You can always send in your story idea, a topic of interest, and if I cover your story concept, you will be rewarded. Tell someone else about us, and we will see you next time.